أجمعين وبعد. We'll start inshallah ta'ala a series for this week and probably a few weeks to come. As the custom of all of the scholars that I have learned from within Damascus specifically, whether they are the scholars of the Hanafi madhab, Maliki madhab, Shafi'i or Hanbali, they all within the month of Rabi' would recite from Al-Shama'il al-Muhammadiyya al-Imam al-Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi radiyallahu anhu. And this is a habit and a custom that you find literally in every single masjid all across of Damascus throughout every single year. It brings itself back year after year. And they rarely ever read the whole book within the month or so, but they would read from it, and then the year after they would read a little bit more from it, and they keep on reading from it as a way to remember the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam within the month that he was born in, but also the month that he passed away in, alayhi salatu wasalam. And what exists between the day that you're born and the day that you die is your life, basically. So what we are celebrating, or what we are thinking about here, what are we focused on, is the legacy of Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, his life, the life that he lived, which was khair for us when he was, Imam al-Shafi'i in the Kitab al-Risala, in the book, in the very famous book that he wrote called the Risala, he says the following, قَالَ لم تمسي بنا نعمة ظهرت ولا بطنت نلنا بها حظا في دين أو دنيا أو دفع بها عنا مكروه فيهما أو في واحد منهما إلا ومحمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سببها والقائد إلى خيرها والهادي إلى رشدها. He says, رضي الله عن إمام الشافعي, in the book Risala, that was not even designated for this purpose, but he says that we have not been in any position where a blessing came upon us, a blessing that is obvious to us, or a blessing that is hidden from us, which through that blessing we obtain or acquired any form of benefit in this life or the hereafter, or any form of difficulty was sent away from us in this life or in the hereafter, except that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was the reason for that, was the one who guided us to its goodness, and the one who guided us to its to obtaining it within our life, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when you're offered a reasoning within time to remember something like this, you take that advantage. And alayhi salatu wasalam should be remembered and praised and learned from at all times, in every at every opportunity, in every moment. But whenever time, I won't be talking about Hajj, for example, until a couple of we won't talk about Ramadan until it's closer. And we take this opportunity to talk about him, alayhi salatu wasalam. So what I'll do is I'll recite every night that I'm doing this hadith from this book that was gifted to me by Khoi Sheikh Al-Janabi Zahallah Khair 2 years ago, and I've been waiting for the opportunity to do from it. I know these are hadith, but I like the barakah of reciting. I won't recite, if you have this book, Al-Shama'il al-Muhammadi, it's written by Imam al-Tirmidhi, Sahib al-Jami'. Imam al-Tirmidhi is the known scholar of hadith who has probably the one of the most, if not the most famous book of hadith. It outfames, by the way, for scholars, Sahih al-Bukhari. It's not more authentic than it, but it outfames it in terms of the amount of study and effort that was put into gathering it and bringing it together. Imam Tirmidhi is a scholar of his own accord, of the highest level. So what I'll do is I'm going to recite every night a hadith. I won't recite them all I'll start with the first, and then I'll skip a few and read another one. What is agreed upon, and this is on the authority of my teacher, Shaykh Nuruddin bin Atilallah Yirhamu, on the authority of his teacher, Shaykh Abdullah Sirajuddin Rahmatullah Alayh, that every hadith in this book is a hadith worthy of recitation. All the ahadith in this book can be recited. They can be conveyed. None of them are of a level of weakness where they should not or cannot be conveyed or explained to people. Weakness of ahadith have different degrees and have different reasons for why they are weak. And not all ahadith that have weaknesses should not be conveyed or should not be explained, because sometimes maybe the sanad is da'if, but the matn isn't. Meaning the chain of narration may have weakness, but the actual, and those of you who attended my hadith course will know this, that when you study a hadith, you have to look at two things: the sanad, the chain of narration, and the matn, the actual wording. Sometimes you'll have a sanad that is correct, but the matn, there's something wrong with it, and vice versa. And this is left for scholars of hadith to study and to give their opinions upon it. And almost every hadith in this book is worthy of conveying, explaining, and acquire and contains nothing that requires for us to shy away from. So I'll start with the first hadith. يقول, and I'll recite the whole thing because I think there's barakah in doing that. يقول حدثنا, this is the wording of Imam al-Tirmidhi رحمة الله عليه. حدثنا أبو رجاء قتيبة بن سعيد عن مالك بن أنس Malik ibn Anas, of course, is the Imam Malik of the Sahib al-Muwatta and the Imam of the Malik Maliki Madhab. And Malik ibn Anas and Rabi'ata ibn Abi Abd al-Rahman, which was called Rabi'ata al-Ra'i back in the day, one of the great scholars of Islam in the Tabi'i period. And Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, annahu sami'ahu, ay sami'a Anas, he heard Anas. Yaqul, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this is the hadith. Obviously every hadith in this book is narrated by Imam Tirmidhi because it's his book, but they're also narrated in other books, and this hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim, and it's the wording of Anas describing the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He says the following: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ليس بالطويل البائن ولا بالقصير ولا بالأبيض الأمهق ولا بالآدم ولا بالجعد القطط ولا بالسبط بعثه الله تعالى على رأس 40 سنة فأقام بمكة 10 سنين وبالمدينة 10 سنين وتوفاه الله تعالى على رأس 60 سنة وليس في رأسه ولحيته 20 شعرة بيضاء صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. He says indeed the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was not tall to the point that he stood out of everyone who was around him. So if you saw him in a group, he wasn't tall to the point where you saw him standing out. He was tall, but he wasn't that tall. Ba'in meaning he was so tall that it was obvious that everyone else was very short to him. He wasn't like that. Wala bil qasir, nor was he shorter than the people that he stood around. If anything, whenever you saw him standing with someone, he always either leveled up or seemed a little bit taller, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you saw him. Wala bil anbiyad al amhaq, he was not white, pale in his color. Wala bil Adam, nor was he very dark skinned. He was something in between. Wala bil Ja'd al Qatat, and his hair was not extremely curled and difficult. Wala bil Sabt, nor was it nor did it flow as the hair of women does. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him prophecy ala ra'si 40 sana, at the beginning of his 40th year of life. فَأَقَامَ بِمَكَّةَ 10 سِنِينَ. He lived in Mecca for 10 years, roughly. See, the Sahaba didn't care about the fractions. Like, it was either 10 or 20. It didn't really matter. Like, they didn't care for the frata, like for the change that existed between years. They rare, Arab till this day don't. Like, my dad has been 60 for the last 25 years. He's been 60 years old. May Allah grant him a long life, inshallah, and salihat, and all of you and your parents as well. So Arab don't care for these for the change in numbers. So Anas, Anas is just saying it in general, and I love the way he summarizes it. So he lived in Mecca for 10 years. وَبِالْمَدِينَةِ 10 سِنِينَ. He lived in Medina for 10 years. وَتَوَفَّاهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him away from us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala ra'si 60 sana, at the beginning of his 60th year, alayhi salatu wa sallam, and the day he passed away, وَلَيْسَ فِي لِحْيَتِهِ وَرَأْسِهِ, and upon his, and within all of his hair on his head, and the lihya on his face, you wouldn't count 20 white hairs, alayhi salatu wa sallam. And that's Anas's description. I will share with you every night, inshallah, a description of him. For this week, it'll be just describing his face and the way he looked, alayhi salatu wasalam. So that if you don't have a visual image of him, you can build a visual image of him. Just think of something extremely enlightened and extremely beautiful, and you'll get it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in. Yarwi al-imamu al-tirmidhiyu fi jami'ihi bi sanadin sahih an Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu qal: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ليس بالطويل البائن ولا بالقصير ولا بالأبيض الأمهق ولا بالآدم ولا بالجعد القطط ولا بالسبط بعثه الله تعالى على رأس 40 سنة فأقام بمكة 10 سنين وبالمدينة 10 سنين وتوفاه الله تعالى على رأس 60 سنة وليس في رأسه ولحيته 20 شعرة بيضاء صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وصلى الله وسلم وبارك وعظم على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.